ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्। सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दोग्धा गोपालनन्दनः पार्थो वत्सः सुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे Paramanandamadhavam. We have been discussing all the characteristics of the worldly people. For those, this world is real, and every object, whatever is happening, their own reaction and the actions that they perform, everything is absolutely real. So they forge a very special relationship, but the scripture tells something quite different. These are not really normal people. These are what is called abnormal people. Very interestingly, Jung gives a beautiful definition. He explains that so many so-called abnormal people are the real normal people, and the so-called mass who consider themselves as normal people, really they are abnormal people. So Erich Fromm also gives a beautiful definition that if most of the people are behaving one way, most of the people are walking a particular pathway, and if you choose to tread some other pathway, and the majority calls these minority as abnormal. Their behavior is not normal. And this theme was so beautifully explored by Jonathan the Seagull. I am giving this book in case you have not read. Jonathan the Seagull, I think the author was Richard something, I forgot his name. Beautifully explored. There are a few souls who go against the norm and try to do, and when once other people see what can be achieved, then they bow down and try to follow these so-called abnormal people, and if they succeed, of course, they will also join the normal people. This world is continuously evolving, but during this evolution some people mislead us, some people take us in the right way. We must have that discriminating power to differentiate between what leads to everybody's welfare, including ours, and what is it that takes us day by day down and degrades us. So, Bhagavan Krishna is discussing these things. In the 17th shloka, we have seen Atma Sambhavitaha Sthabdaha Dhana Mana Madanvitaha Yajante Nama Ignaihite Dambhena Avidhi Purvakam. Self-honored, haughty, filled with the pride and the intoxication of wealth, these demons ostentatiously perform sacrifices, which are sacrifices only in name, in utter disregard of precepts. Atma Sambhavitaha means self-regarding. So there are standards are there. If a person is good, then the whole world willy-nilly, even if they do not recognize at the beginning, but in course of time, through repeated experience, they'll be forced to admit, yes, he is a very good person, or he was a very good person. But these people, they don't care. The whole world may call them wicked, but they consider themselves as, what I hold is the right view, what I do is the right action, and the way I behave is the only way, and no other way exists. These are called Atma Sambhavitaha. This word Atman is a beautiful Sanskrit word, but it can mislead us. So we can say it is the soul of a person, the true self of a person. It can be the mind, but here it means the lower self. Not capital S, but lower S. The individuality consisting of body and mind. Since nobody really respects them. But if they are endowed, unfortunately, most of them, they are endowed with dana, mana, madanvita. They have plenty of wealth and they are highly respected by people. Nowadays, people respect only a wealthy person. So there are so many subhashitas are there. That is wise sayings. One of these is, if a man has got sufficient amount of wealth, then he has got all the best qualities in this world. That is what people think, blinded because of the delusion of the wealth. So these are, many of them are endowed with tremendous amount of wealth, dana, and then mana. Mana means that they may be in a very high position. They may be presidents, they may be prime ministers, they may be ministers, they may be military leaders, they may be the leading scientists. So they have got tremendous power in their hands. So what samanvitaha, but these produce, instead of humility, instead of thinking, it is God who has given me all these things. Mada anvitaha. We have discussed earlier, mada means tremendous amount of pride, tremendous amount of egotism. Anvitaha, as if that is what they really are. So they are always self-regarding, we are the greatest people. As a result of that, their intellect doesn't work. That's why Bhagavan Krishna uses the word sthabdhaha. Stabda means stunned. But really here, stunned means what? Haughty. They will not regard anybody's opinion. They think they are the most intelligent and they think that what they think alone is the right thing in any matter. There is no matter on earth, no subject on earth about which these people lack any opinions. Stabdhaha. Why? Kadhana mana madanvitaha. Endowed, unfortunately, with plenty of wealth, power, position, and they can misuse. If anybody crosses them, then that person's life is made very miserable. Many, many years back, I was reading the history of a particular castle which has been designed to be one of the most wonderful castle, probably in the mid UK. Then the landlord, who what is called the earl, or the person who owns this thing, he never wanted these artisans, these artists, to design similar type of palaces, etc., and to under anybody. So ruthlessly he sent wicked people and they gouged out the eyes of these people so that they will never be able to replicate or do better in those things. We do not know how many lives they have blasted. So if we study the beautiful story of pyramids which we admire so much, Taj Mahal, etc., how many hundreds of thousands of lives have been expended mercilessly as if they are not human beings at all, slaves. But we also have to admire the architects, the engineers who could design and do such a perfect work even now. Our admiration has no end. How are they able to accomplish it? That's a different issue. I heard that so many people who designed these pyramids, they have been buried alive there so that they can never penetrate and steal the wealth which these pharaohs and others used to store there. But you know, thieves will have somewhere or the other, and most of the graves were completely robbed, but still invaluable things have been dug out by the architects, etc. By hook or crook, they could find out. So these are the people characteristics. What do they do? They want, like some of the politicians, they're just before election, or sometimes, occasionally, they will enter into the churches so that people will come to know, oh, our president, our prime minister is a very religious person and he believes in God. So if he is a religious person, he must be trusted, he must be God person, God man, and he will do only good. These are all done only for the sake of self-glory, and so that even there are people who torture other writers, poets, etc., or sculptors, etc., painters, etc. You paint our pictures and you sculpt our images. You write gloriously about us. And we see so many wonderful poets have refused to bend their heads, and as a result had to undergo a lot of torture under these cruel people. So these people perform yajnas, that means worships. The sponsor will give you so many thousands of dollars, pounds. You feed everybody, perform wonderful things like that. This is what he said. Yajante, they worship gods even though they behave like demons. How do they do it? How do they perform? Nama yajnaihi, only in name. In name means sometimes they also feed people, etc. But there is no purity, there is no austerity, there are no sufficient amount of gifts to be given to priests and other poor people. Dambena, so only intoxicated with wealth, ostentatiously. Avidhi purvakam, vidhi means according to the directions of the scriptures. Completely unscriptural, that means do whatever you like, but you make it a big show, and then 100 choreographers must come, and then very humbly they will be bowing down. That also must come as a video, and next second or even at that moment it should be published in the YouTube, etc. I mean various ways of showing themselves. That is what is said. Now we will see what Bhagavan Shankaracharya has to say. Atma sambhavitaha, self-regarding highly. How? Sarva guna visishtataya, that we are endowed with all the greatest qualities that any great person has. We have more than all those great people completely put together. Atmana eva, by themselves, self. Sambhavitaha, atma sambhavitaha. So they consider themselves, we are very pious people, very God-believing people, very people who perform philanthropic activities, service activities, but let anybody contradict them, woe unto them, how much they are going to torture. So atma sambhavita, self-conceited, considering themselves by themselves to be possessed of all good qualities. And then Shankara adds something. Na sadhubihi, but never considered to be so by people who tread the path of righteousness. Sadhu means by good people. Good people know the inside and outside of such people. They never consider such things at all. Stabdaha, apranata atmana. Stabdha means, I translated it as stunted intellect. But they are possessed with tremendous egotism. So what happens? Apranata atmana. They never bend their heads to anybody having minds that are not humble at all. But they will be in front of the video cameras or publicity. They will be joining their hands together, making ostentatious pranams, etc. But not from the heart of their hearts. Girish Chandra Ghosh used to say about Sri Ramakrishna, in this age, Ramakrishna had conquered these haughty people by being most humble. Sri Ramakrishna himself said, these people like Keshav Chandra Sen, these are called modern Brahmagnanis, they never knew even how to bend their knees to holy people, and Sri Ramakrishna had bent until they remembered. Funny thing was, Girish Chandra Ghosh was like that. When first Girish Chandra Ghosh saw him, not for the first time, but maybe fifth time or sixth time, but earlier times he had very wrong opinion about Sri Ramakrishna. So he met and then he just inclined his head to show, just as we do that when we meet somebody in the street. Sri Ramakrishna folded his hands and bent down. Girish Chandra Ghosh had no option but to do that. Sri Ramakrishna bent a little more. Girish also bent a little more. Until Girish Chandra Ghosh learnt his lesson, and thereafterwards he only learnt how to fall flat on the ground. That is a gesture of surrendering oneself to God. So these people, they are not at all humble. That means the people, they think we are equivalent to gods. Dhana mana madanvitaha, dhana nimittaha manaha. Tremendous egotism because they possess money. Madascha, tremendous amount of pride. Tabhyam, by these two, dhana mana madabhyam, anvita, endowed with money and endowed with a terrible amount of pride. They never bend. So, yajante, perform sacrifices. How? Nama yajnaihi. Only the name only. How do we know? We are performing yajnas, yagas, etc. in the right way. Any action done for the sake of going towards God, approaching nearer to God, that will give the same result. We approach nearer to God, our physical, mental health increases, our right knowledge increases, sat increases, chit increases, and we grow in wisdom. We understand our plus points, minus points. Similarly, we also have understand other people's plus minus points. But a really good person, he will not take advantage. I know what you are. I will take advantage of you. This kind of psychological exercise of power is not seen in these people. Okay, if you have got evil qualities, God is there to teach you. The result of your own karmas will bring you to that condition. So these people perform sacrifices. Earlier we have seen these people who are called asuras or demons, endowed with this terrible amount of egotism, etc. Dambena, they are filled with ostentation. What do they do? Dharmadvajitaya avidipurvakam. Dharmadvajitaya, we are the greatest religious people. Jesus Christ, he abuses, he humbles them. You put a long face as if the whole world must know what a great person. This person has been suffering. Even though he is suffering, he is fasting, he is performing austerity, he deserves our greatest respect. This is called ostentation. showiness. So, religious hypocrite, you hypocrites. And that's why the rabbis never liked Jesus Christ, because he publicly pointed out. Similarly, Sri Ramakrishna, when he was a boy, he could understand the nature of people very well. And you know what he used to do? He used to attend some religious explanations, readings given by these so-called learned people, because most of the villagers were illiterate people. So these people take up a book and they take a good quantity of tobacco powder into their noses, and then they make peculiar noises, all to draw attention of the people to themselves, and the way with a nasal voice go on taking these classes, and neither people understand, but they think these village bumpkins, they don't understand anything. Many times it is seen, these village people, they go right to the spirit of the scripture rather than the old meanings of the scripture, mostly which used to be in either pure Sanskrit or high-flown native language, which is full of Sanskrit only. So, Sri Ramakrishna, he used to observe there, amused with a smirk on his lips, and then as soon as this person, he goes away completely self-satisfied, how much respect these people have given me, and then imitating these people, he will blowing his nose, he will sit there, exactly whatever that person, Sri Ramakrishna was one of the greatest observers and imitators. And the villagers used to wait for this comic show, and then they used to understand. Is that all? Sri Ramakrishna also was requested by the villagers most of the time, you read us for us these religious scriptures. And he used to read in his melodious voice and with appropriate emotional expression. And then, if necessary, I believe, he also used to explain in such simple words, even an illiterate person can grasp it immediately. Of course, Sri Ramakrishna was an incomparably superb singer. So he used to spice these readings now and then with beautiful singing, and that used to make these villagers extremely emotional. Their minds used to climb to a very high state. As and when Swamiji used to speak, within minutes, the minds of his listeners become completely concentrated. And that is how Swami Vivekananda used to inject the highest Vedantic ideas. This is called initiation, but initiation of the ideas. So these people, they perform this kind of yajnas, worships, etc. Vidhi vihita angaiti kartavyata rahitam, divide. That the scripture wants us to start like this, to progress like this, to end like this, and so many things have to be done, and so many gifts have to be given, and all these things they completely disregard, only for the ostentation show off, they do these kind of things. And we also, many times, I have seen, even the so-called devotees also, they do it, even when they become aged, even when they are unable to, their body is unable to cope, sitting on the floor, etc., they refuse to give up their means, and they suffer, and whoever sits there, they become very uncomfortable, because the suffering of this body is quite visible. So, these are some of the characteristics. Why is the Lord saying us that you take care that you do not also develop these kind of things? Examine yourself. Am I doing it for my good, or am I conscious of other people's attention, whether it is singing, whether it is explaining, whatever it is. So, these people, what are they? Same thing. Most of the ideas, they are repeated in the 18th verse also. Ahankaram బలం దర్పం కామం క్రోధంచ సంశ్రితా మాం ఆత్మ పరదేహేషు ప్రద్వేషంతో అభ్యసూయకా. పొసెస్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఎగోటిజం, పవర్ అండ్ ప్రైడ్ అండ్ లస్ట్ అండ్ రాత్, దీస్ పీపుల్ ఎన్వియస్ బై నేచర్ హేట్ మీ ఇన్ దేర్ ఓన్ బాడీస్ అండ్ యాజ్ వెల్ ఇన్ ది బాడీస్ ఆఫ్ అదర్ పీపుల్. సో నాట్ ఓన్లీ దే, బికాస్ దీస్ పీపుల్ డు నాట్ కాగ్నైజ్, డు నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ వెన్ ఎవర్ దే పర్ఫార్మ్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్ దేర్ కాన్షియన్స్, విచ్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది డివైన్ లార్డ్, ఇట్ సఫర్స్ సో మచ్ ఇన్సైడ్. ఇన్ విద్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీబడి దెర్ ఈజ్ దట్ పవర్ ఆఫ్ ఇంట్యూషన్, బట్ దట్ ఈస్ సప్రెస్డ్. ఇంట్యూషన్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియన్స్ ఇట్ ప్రిక్స్, ఏయ్ వాట్ ఆర్ యూ డూయింగ్, యూ ఆర్ టేకింగ్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇన్ వెయిన్, యూ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ బట్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ ఎ షో, బట్ అట్లీస్ట్ కెన్ యూ నాట్ వర్షిప్ ది లార్డ్ సిన్సియర్లీ ఫర్ ఎ ఫ్యూ మినిట్స్? బట్ నో, డిస్రిగార్డ్ దీస్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. సో అగైన్ శంకరాచార్య కమ్స్ ఓవర్ అహంకారం. వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ విత్ ఎవ్రీ గుడ్ డీడ్, విత్ ఎవ్రీ పయస్ యాక్షన్ దీస్ పీపుల్ పర్ఫార్మ్, దేర్ ఎగోటిజం ఇట్ బికమ్స్ స్ట్రాంగ్, స్ట్రాంగర్, స్ట్రాంగెస్ట్. అహంకరణం అహంకార. సో విద్యమానై అవిద్యమానైశ్చ గుణై ఆత్మని అధ్యారోపితై విశిష్టం ఆత్మానమహం ఇది మన్యంతే. వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఎగోటిజం? దట్ విచ్ కన్సిడర్స్ ది సెల్ఫ్ టు విచ్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ ఇంప్యూటెడ్ యాక్చువల్ అండ్ ఇమాజినరీ క్వాలిటీస్ యాజ్ ఐ ఆమ్ దిస్. శంకరాచార్య గివ్స్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఇన్సైట్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ వాట్ ఈజ్ అహంకార. విద్యమానై దెర్ ఆర్ వి యు నో విదిన్ ఎవ్రీబడి, ఈవెన్ విదిన్ దిస్ డిమోనిక్ పీపుల్ దెర్ ఆర్ డెఫినెట్లీ సమ్ గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆర్ దేర్. సో దెర్ ఆర్ ఎ ఫ్యూ క్వాలిటీస్ విచ్ ఆర్ రియల్లీ గుడ్ బట్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ ది క్వాలిటీస్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్, సింప్లీ యాబ్సెంట్. అవిద్యమానైశ్చ గుణై బట్ దే కన్సిడర్ ఐఎమ్ ఎండౌడ్ ఇన్ ఫుల్ విత్ ఆల్ ది ఆస్పిషియస్ డివైన్ క్వాలిటీస్. ఆత్మని అధ్యారోపితై దే సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఆన్ దెమ్. యు నో వాట్ ఈస్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్? దట్ ఈస్ ఎ ఫాల్స్ థింగ్. యు సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్ ఏ సర్పెంట్ అపాన్ ఏ రోప్, రోప్ అలోన్ ఈజ్ ది ట్రూత్ బట్ ది సర్పెంట్ ఈజ్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజ్డ్. దట్ మీన్స్ టుడే ఆర్ టుమారో ఆర్ ఎట్ సమ్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ షూర్ టు డిసపియర్ లీవింగ్ ది రోప్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ యాజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్. సో ఇఫ్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ దట్ క్వాలిటీస్, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఐఎమ్ థింకింగ్ డే అండ్ నైట్, వన్ డే దిస్ ఇల్యూజన్ విల్ బ్రేక్, ఐ విల్ బికమ్ అవేకన్డ్ ఫర్ ది లార్డ్. హీ సేస్ if you do not come to me in a sweet way, I will bring you to myself in a most bitter way, in a suffering manner. Visishtam atmanam manyante. So these people, visishtam, I am very special person, I am not like the other persons, I am a very very special person, everybody must regard me iti manyante, and they think to themselves. And everybody, for them it is crystal clear what is the nature of this person. But for sometimes, because of the power, because of the learning, because of the money, because of these people can do lot of harm or to take some advantage, other people, they show respect to them. But who cares in this world? This is one of the greatest lessons we have to learn. Very few people care for any one of us. So long as other people's purpose is served, then so long they regard us. This is true of parents, etc., which our great Shankaracharya in his beautiful Mohamudgara Bhaja Govindam, he has put it beautifully, Yavat Vittoparjana Saktaha. So long as a person is capable of giving us something in the form of money, etc., Tavat పృచ్చతి గేహే. సో లాంగ్ ద ఎంక్వైర్ ఫాదర్, మదర్, అంకుల్, హౌ ఆర్ యూ, హౌ ఆర్ యూ, సో యు సీమ్ టు బి టైర్డ్, యు సిట్ డౌన్, ఐ విల్ బ్రింగ్ యూ హాట్ హాట్ కాఫీ, నెస్కేఫే కాఫీ, cappuccino, coffee. So, like that. The moment he stops giving something, is completely disregarded. Kopina pruchyati varta gehi. Nobody inquires how you are. Why is this old crocodile still not croaking? That is how they think. Sa ahankaraha avidyakya. Shankara continues. Sa ahankaraha, that kind of egotism, avidyakya, it is another name for that is avidya, ignorance, pure ignorance. Why? It only goes to reinforce the body, considering I am strong, I am beautiful, I am well regarded, I am very skillful, I am extremely capable, etc., etc. Kashtatamaha, it brings in its wake tremendous amount of unending suffering. Sarva doshanam moolam. And this kind of ignorant egotism is the root cause of every other fault. It is like the mother of all diseases. From that disease called, as Patanjali mentions, as I mentioned so many times, first comes ignorance, it produces ahankara, egotism, which leads to raga and dvesha, likes and dislikes, and then tremendous attachment to the and regard for this body. So that is how a person slides down and down like a slippery path, but according to Vedanta, he doesn't go down forever. There comes when he can no longer go down. He can only come up, and that going down process is called involution, and that coming up process is called evolution. Sarva anartha pravruti nancha moolam. So this terrible egotism is not only the mother load of all the faults, of all the wrong things a man can think and talk and do, but sarva anartha pravrutinam. It is the source of all evil deeds and their consequent suffering, because karma phala is inevitable. Katha balam para abhibhava nimittam kama raganvitam. Unfortunately, some of the people have real, what you call, strength is there, celebrity is there, there is something in quite a number of people. What does it do? Para abhibhava nimittam, they go on insulting, showing you are nothing, and look, there is no comparison between you and me, there is no comparison, but I will show humility to you. Oh, you are very beautiful. So, earlier we have discussed it, probably in another context. So, what do? Paradoshana, finding fault with others. But they do it in a very sly manner. How do it? Suppose there is a lame person. And then they say, oh, my uncle, you are the greatest runner in the world. Suppose somebody's voice is very bad voice. Oh, your voice, it even defeats God's voice. Gandharva avibhuta voice. Gandharva nindita kantaha. So, like that, they go on. If a person is sick, they'll say, how wonderful you are looking. How healthy you are looking. Smirking all the time that I am okay, but you are not okay. Who knows? By the will of God, 1 millisecond is enough to put a complete end to the life of anybody, to make any person disabled. Legs can go, hands can go, eyes can go, anything can go wrong, and they will be living, and they will be living hell they have to go through. I have seen a few people like that, but I was also surprised. I came across a family where the husband was completely paralyzed in a young age, but the wife, she must have been born from a divine mother herself. 24 hours, she was only serving the husband. Similarly, I have seen a husband serving the wife with so much of love. These are, exceptions are there, but most people, as soon as the other person doesn't serve the purpose, they discard them, like old rugs or old carpets or old foot rug, etc., old furniture. That is their nature. So, darpam, darpo nama yasya udbhave, dharmamati kramati. What is darpa? What is ostentation? In the name of ostentation, he will do everything excepting what is right. Dharmam adhikramati. That means he will do what is adharma. Sa ayam antahkarana ashraya dosha viseshaha. This kind of mentality, having these kind of the ahankara, egotism, tamba, darpa, ostentation, tremendous amount of pride, all these qualities, it is ashraya, dosha visesha, full of faults. What is a fault? According to Vedanta, fault is that which takes us away, far away from God, from our true nature of the Atman. Kamam stradi vishayam. What is kama? What is passion? With regard to sex, men are attracted to women, women are attracted to men. We are not only talking about men, we are talking about both. Sometimes it is said that women are the cruelest people to other women. So there are women gangs are there, and they torture, they kill, and once their wrath is roused, they become veritable witches, demonesses. So both, anybody who has got this kind of quality, and that is one of the worst things, because it takes a long time. That is going to be described soon. Krodham. And these people, when something attracts them, they become terribly attached, and they must get, they must have right now whatever takes their fancy. If somebody, some object doesn't come, I will possess it by hook or crook. And then if somebody puts an obstacle, krodham anishtavishyam. This desire, intense attachment, turns into in what is called uncontrollable anger. Frustration turns into anger. Anishtavishyam. Things, people who are not serving our purpose, towards them we cherish a terrible amount of dislike, hatred, anger, etc. Not only that, the most horrible thing that happens because of this kind of egotistic behavior and all the consequent derivatives of this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, and money, and wealth, and power, and position. What happens? Moreover, these kind of demons, Ishwaram, me, the Paramatma, the Divine Lord, so who is residing in the hearts of everybody, because the Paramatma is equally residing. Ishvaraha sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. So they go on torturing the Divine Lord. Very beautiful point. If somebody is doing such a type of austerity or something like that, which is not only anti-scriptural, but which creates terrible amount of an intolerable pain to the body, they do not understand. The being who is inside, he is being tortured and he feels the torture. The person who is feeling that pain, that anguish, he is none other than the Divine Lord being reflected in the minds of these people. Mam Atma Paradeheshu. Me, who is within them, who is within other peoples, including non-human beings, etc. Swadehe, in one's own body, Paradeheshu, in other bodies, Tad Buddhi Karma Sakshi Bhutam. Me, who is always witnessing whatever every creature is doing, especially human beings, Buddhi Karma Sakshi Bhutam. I am witnessing what thoughts are passing, what speech this person is doing, what activities this person is doing. I am a 24-hour witness to all these things. Then, Mam Pradvishantaha, they hate us. not overtly, but covertly, because they do not think, oh, we worship God. Sometimes these people, they also sit, worship, sing, go on pilgrimages and do charities. Many, many things they will do. But they all do for the sake of increasing their egotism, ostentation, pride, egotism, etc. So further, hating means unconsciously doing something which I do not approve, transgressing my commandments, hatred, they develop hatred towards me, indulging in that atma paradeheshu, in their own and others' bodies. Mat shasana ativartitvam pradveshaha, me who dwells in their own and as well as others' bodies, as the witnesses of their intellects and actions, and then mat shasana ativartitvam, they transgress my commandments. Here shastra means the teaching, scripture. What is a scripture? God's commandments. What does God's commandment involve? Do this and do not this. And these people do what is forbidden, prohibited, and they don't do what is injunctions God puts, you must do these things. Both they will go in the opposite way. That is called hating God. Here is a very beautiful point we have to understand. Many, including so-called spiritual people, obviously they go on doing it. Paradushana, for example, finding fault with others and spreading what is called bad things about other people consciously and also unconsciously. What is it? That I am a great person, but the other persons don't regard them as at all. These persons do such and such actions, etc. This transgression of divine commandments which are coming through the scriptures to us as well as from the teachings of our teachers, then our Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, Swamiji and others, that is called the hating the divine Lord, denying the Lord. Obviously, overtly, they don't deny, but covertly, by going against his teachings, and they do the exact opposite. Tam kurvantaha abhyasavikaha. And if somebody else is doing exactly what the scriptures are prescribing for them, these people cannot keep quiet. Their hearts become stung with terrible jealousy, because there is a point here. Ordinary people, they have some kind of intuitive power. When they see sincerity, they can recognize it. When they see hypocrisy, that also, sooner or later, they are going to cognize it. So, sanmargasthanam guneshu asamanaha. When they come across people, so, guneshu sanmargasthanam. People who are traveling in the righteous path. So, they develop certain qualities like control of the body, control of the mind, and sharing what they have with other people. So, when these people see asahamanaha, they cannot tolerate such people, they go on spreading. Sometimes they kill also in order just to do some kind of injustice, thinking that if I eliminate this enemy, that I will be recognized by people. I'll give you two instances. There was a wonderful female singer in Andhra Pradesh, in Vijayawada. And her voice was so natural, so sweet. She never sings as if she is doing some tremendous, knowledgeable music. Simply she sings in the simplest possible manner and it moves the hearts. There were some female artists, I think, I don't know who, they hired a killer mercenary, and one day that fellow came and entered into her house and finished her by stabbing her multiple times. Now, I will tell you a story. There was a great disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a Muslim. He fell in love with Sri Krishna. He used to chant completely Mahamantra. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So, he used to do that. Slowly, people realized What a great soul he was. So naturally, they started showing respect, reverence to him, coming to him, because around such people, a continuous breeze of peace and happiness blows. Those who come within the periphery of that influence, they will also be uplifted. That is why cultivate the company of the holy. That is what he said. So these people started coming. There was a landlord, Jamindar, and he became stung with jealousy. Why are not people showing me? So he employed a prostitute to make this fellow fall down. And this lady, very talented, very beautiful, and she was a psychologist, born psychologist. So she came, simplest white dress, pure white dress, like devotees of Vishnu put on, and then a tulasi mala, a japamala made out of tulasi seeds, and like a great devotee of God, sat at the entrance of the door, waiting to speak with him and to make him her bond slave. So it so happened that she was waiting from morning. At about 1 o'clock, this gentleman came out. She made pranams. She said, "I would like to speak with you." And this man said, "Look here, mother, I took a vow. I want to complete 100,000 of the repetition of Mahamantra, but today I could not complete. When I complete, I will come and meet you." So he went for bathing and for eating something. Immediately he entered and he was doing. The Divine Lord inspired him to do more japa. Same thing happened second day. Same thing happened third day. By the end of the third day, this lady, probably she was also inherited some spiritual samskaras. By the end of the third day, she was completely converted. Fourth day, she said, "Father, forgive me. I have been employed by this person to bring about your downfall. Now I realize my own folly. What a great sin I am about to commit. Please take pity upon me. Initiate me in the mantra of my Divine Lord. From now onwards, my whole life will be dedicated only in repeating this divine name and acquiring divine love towards our beloved Bhagavan, Krishna." Krishna has got three aspects are there. He is a lover of the lovers, for the gopis, for the devotees. He is the greatest learned person on earth, a teacher of teachers, teaching Bhagavad Gita as well as Uddhava Gita in the Bhagavatam. But the third aspect is, he was the greatest diplomat who brought about the victory of the Pandavas that we have seen in the Bhagavad Gita itself. So, most people, they disregard these two. Krishna as the teacher, Krishna as the diplomat. They only want that beloved Krishna. Every soul is a gopi, a woman, only symbolically. And so, they want to develop. So, this lady, by the mere satsanga, he did not even talk to her to convert her. Immediately, she became converted. She became one of the greatest saints. And from that day onwards, a great conversion had taken place. And she became one of the greatest devotees of Krishna. And she became what you call blessed. And she brought tremendous blessings into the lives of so many people. That's what exactly had happened in the life of Sri Ramakrishna. So many of these public women who used to act as female roles, including male roles, like Chaitanya, etc., written by Girish Chandra Ghosh. This Girish Chandra Ghosh had brought, he used to uplift these, so many of these people, and he was like a father to them. He used to consider them as the most beloved daughters to him. And whenever opportunity comes, he used to bring them to Dakshineswar. He used to bring Sri Ramakrishna there, ask him to bless them. And by the grace of Sri Ramakrishna, quite a number of famous of them have voluntarily became converted, and they became nuns and dedicated their lives only in the name of God. So we see these, but whereas these people, they do just the opposite. What would be the fate of them? And then the Divine Lord says in the 19th verse, Tanaham dvishataha kruran samsareshu naradhaman kshipami ajasram ashubhan asureshveva yonishu. These cruel haters, these evildoers, these vilest of men, I hurl them into the wombs of the demons in the cycle of births and deaths. Here we have to note some point. God is not like a dictator. He is sitting there, say, you have never adored me, you have never become my devotee, you are always doing. No, according to Hindu karma, this is a description. God loves everybody. And then you know what is the special nature of God? Do you think God can see faults of anybody? Do you think that a mother can see the faults of any of her babies? Baby is not cleaning herself. Baby is doing all sorts of mischief in the bed. Baby cannot eat. And 24 hours I have to look after the baby. What a terrible botheration. There are, of course, few demonic mothers are there. For the sake of their own selfish pleasures, they neglect their children. But most of the women, they are endowed with the motherly nature, that is, Divine Mother herself is manifesting in the form of motherly love in every creature, not only human beings, every living creature. That's why the mother of any creature is prepared to give up her life for the sake of protecting their offspring also, not to speak of human beings. So, now what are we talking about? Bhagavan, according to Vedanta, we say here is God, and then he throws them into ever descending hells, and after birth they go on descending into becoming even more demonic than before, and every birth makes their demonic nature more and more pronounced. No, that's not the interpretation. It is, these people develop some samskaras, and they are unable to understand, these are only leading me to further suffering, unhappiness, and I will have to pay and I will have to suffer. But so they go on behaving, and the impressions, evil impressions, become stronger and stronger, and every birth they seem to be becoming even more demonic and going down. This is what Hinduism definitely tells people. It is not the God. We are our own Brahmas. On several occasions I have told that we create our own world. We create our own body. We are the architects of our body, of our mind, of our birth, of our death, of our happiness or unhappiness. This is all. God has nothing to do with it, because he is the all-loving, pure consciousness. That is a point I would like all of us to keep specially in mind. But for the sake of expression, he says, Tan Aham, and because of their unrighteousness, Aham, me, the Divine Lord, because I have to maintain them, Sanmarga Pratipaksha Bhuta, that is, those who are completely inimical to all, to treading the path of righteousness. What do? Samsaresh eva, I will throw them into the viral pool of transmigration. That means what? Aneka naraka samsarana margesh. They will be entering from a smaller hell into a bigger hell, even bigger hell, etc. But if nothing else brings them to God, suffering ultimately slowly lifts them up. These people, the Lord calls them Naradhaman, the worst of the mankind. Why does he call them? Is it arbitrary? No. Adharma Doshavatvat. Because they are opposed to the righteous path. What do? Kshipami. I throw them. I just throw them like a football is thrown by an expert footballer. Prakshipami. Ajasram. Again and again. Santatam means almost endlessly. Ashubhan. Ashubhakarminaha. For these people enter into unfavorable, irreligious atmosphere more and more. Finally, the suffering will be intolerable. And they look up and said, "Oh Lord, is there no way for me?" And at that time, the Divine Lord, who is waiting infinite amount of time, when is my child going to turn towards me? Immediately he stretches his hand and said, "My child, come into my lap." That means he will bring them into contact with good people, and then their understanding becomes better. They slowly struggle to give up their old ways and develop what is called divine qualities. So that is what happens. But for the time being, these people, asuras, into demoniacal lives. Even animals, Vyagra, Simhadi, Yonishu, they may be born as tigers, lions, dogs, wolves, bears, even earthworms, or even sometimes they may become stones. Kshipami ityanena sambandha. This is the connection. So what is these kind of demonic people? They not able to give up. On the contrary, they strengthen their evil samskaras, and thus they go on and on and on. So they as if falling down and down and down. That means suffering more, and the limitations become more, and that would be intolerable because the soul is ever free, but for some time. Now, how much time? That question comes. Millions of or billions of lifetimes? Yes, sometimes. Many, many lives. But what is time? When even the worst person, when he sleeps for 8 hours, he goes beyond time, beyond space, beyond causation. So, it is only in the waking state, it is only for few minutes that this kind of suffering will come, but that suffering becomes an awakener. And then he hears the voice of the Rishi, Uttishtata, Jagrata, Prapyavaran, Nibodhata, arise, awake, and stop not till the goal is reached. So this is how the demonic people go down and the divine people go up and up. But as I said, that everybody has to go round and round. One of the saints have put it that way. It's not really going down, but it is going round and round. Whereas some people go straight up and up. Some people go a little devious paths. And that is how everybody is destined in the end to come to the Divine Lord. We'll explore these things in our next class. Om Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsachanura Mardhanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum. May Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Ramakrishna, meet tomorrow.